And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Adam Hogan, Adam Johns from the Hogan Johns podcast with some breaking news. But Tevin Jenkins, the Bears' second-round pick, had back surgery today. Back surgery, and he will be out for a while. The only timetable the Bears gave us, sometime this season.
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, it's the thing. They hope to get him back this season. That does not sound exactly promising. I followed up and asked, what does that mean? Early season, late season? Seems like they don't know. And maybe it's based on the surgery, right? You know, I think at the time Nagy was talking to us, he hadn't had the surgery yet, or maybe was in there. A lot of times surgeries happen like first thing in the morning. So he may have been having the surgery like literally as Nagy was talking, but not good, man. Not good with a very, very key player. And we had to get together to do this podcast because we got to talk about the fallout. There's a lot of it.
Yeah, I would also say with his timeline, it's also how he reacts to the rehab process. Because the Bears are only at this point because the rehab process going into it didn't work. They didn't get the positive developments that they wanted from whatever they were trying to do. And we went from seeing him at the first training camp practice pulling a golf cart with a rope to this. So they've tried different things. Matt Nagy said he was doing some physical things, and it just reached this point. But not good for Tevin Jenkins, your second-round pick.
Yeah, so, I mean, the timeline we got to talk about here is you go pre-draft, and Nagy at this point has now twice admitted, including this morning, that they were aware of his back issues in college. And he dealt with some back issues in college. So that was on the pre-draft report. And every team ends up, this is all part of the process when you put together your draft board. I would venture to say that probably some teams had him off the board completely. And some teams may have said, you know what, we're not willing to take a chance on this guy until like the third round or later in the second round. But the reality is he was still sitting there at number 39. And however the Bears graded him out, it told them that he was in a cloud of players that still was worthy of being taken in the first round. And so they moved up to get him.
Now, maybe like his overall grade deemed him a second round pick. You know, when they say first round grades, they don't mean, sometimes that doesn't mean they're consensus grades. Sometimes it just means individual grades from scouts and whatnot.
Sure, but whatever it is, he gets to 39 and they're, obviously their grades are telling them that they should go get him.
Go get him, yeah.
Because that's what they did. So they go get him. And look, we can talk about, and Ryan Pace is going to get, he's already getting criticized. He already had been getting criticized for, once again, and he's not the one who drafted Chris Williams back in the day, but this is something that Bears fans are sick of hearing about, right? He is the one that drafted Kevin White, and that turned out to be a thing that did not work out. So it's just another situation. I'm willing to not get hung up too much on the timeline. Like, they took a chance on a guy that had some issues, and they obviously did not think that they'd be at this point where he's missing part of his rookie season, because that's not, you don't move up to draft a guy you don't think you're going to have. So obviously something happened, a setback. That's the risk you take. You make a gamble on this, and sometimes you do it early in the draft. Sometimes you wait till later in the draft and it turns out to be a home run, like Eddie Jackson, right? Eddie Jackson had the issues and they took a chance. But obviously, when the earlier you do it, the bigger gamble it is, and the more you're going to get criticized when it doesn't work out. So I get all that. The thing that I'm hung up on more, Johns, is that knowing all of that and knowing the risk that they were taking, they said goodbye to a guy who started 93 straight games at left tackle. Like, that's, that's the part I'm struggling with, because you had this the night before you drafted Tevin Jenkins, you drafted Justin Fields, and you can't just create a left tackle problem like that when you draft the quarterback of your future. And so to me, that's the thing that I'm struggling with, and I more so than the actual pick of Tevin Jenkins.
Well, I think that tells you how they felt about the actual risk they were taking. They felt comfortable enough with the risk or the red flags of the back issues for Tevin Jenkins that it was acceptable enough to part with Charles Leno Jr. Like, that tells you how they felt about the risk. Now, I'm willing to give... like, it's up to you if you want to believe Matt Nagy, but he was asked if this was related today, right? Like, in his exact words, let me read it, is, it's something new. So this is something, he pauses. We were aware of his back issues in college, but these are symptoms that are new. So whether you believe Matt Nagy or not, I don't know. That's debatable. Coaches could be as revealing as they want to be about these things. I think us and the media are still kind of... like that John Fox, Kevin White stuff is still fresh in our minds, and I think will be for a period of time. It's still Ryan Pace's regime, but I think to answer your Charles Leno Jr. question is, I think the Bears were okay with the risk to release him. Now, obviously, we have the benefit of hindsight. They should not have been, but I think that's where they were, at least in their evaluation of their team at that point after the draft.
But Tevin Jenkins, I think he'll be fine, but if there is a setback... maybe he won't play. Anyway, we'll break it all down. Talk to you then.
See ya.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.